Welcome to the Hype Leadership Podcast. David and Lindsay Curry are dynamic entrepreneurs focused in high-performance leadership and coaching in sales and service. Through the Hype Leadership Podcast, David and Lindsay strive to serve in your journey towards a high-performance life. And now, here are your hosts, David and Lindsay Curry.
Welcome to Hype Leadership Podcast. I'm the host, Lindsay Curry, and my co-host, well, he's not here today. Actually, he is out of town on a carrier trip, so he will not be joining us today. But thank you so much for tuning in today. Today's topic is both thrilling and a little nerve-wracking. What we're going to be discussing today on this episode is full commission sales. And for those of you that are in sales right now, or possibly thinking about jumping into sales, sales can be a high-risk game, but there's also much reward in that high risk. There's no guaranteed paycheck. There's no safety net. And your income depends 100% on your performance. But with risk also comes incredible reward. One of my favorite quotes that actually pertains to this topic is, "Keep your sales pipeline full by prospecting continuously. Always have more people to see than you have time to see them." Brian Tracy. And for those of you who don't know Brian Tracy, he is a motivational speaker. He is also an author. He has written over 80 books. And one of the books is Earn What You're Really Worth. And that embodies the exact mindset that you have to have in order to go into full commission sales. Today, I will be breaking down 5 ways a full commission sales career can bring you success despite the risk. So let's dive in here. So number one, more leads equal less stress. So for those of you that are thinking about getting into a full commission sales environment, all right, what are some questions that you want to be asking is, what is the lead source, right? How am I going about getting these leads? Do I have leads coming to me? Because in our market, for those of you, this may be your first episode tuning in. In our market, we served an underserved market with baby boomers. So we actually mail out direct lead cards. They take the time, they fill them out, and then they mail those cards back into us. So a little knowledge for you all, every day, 11,200 folks turn 65 every day. So when you think about the quote that Tracy stated, we have more than enough people to go and visit and see each day. We don't have enough people to help us do that. And so when you're looking at a sales opportunity, you really want to know your lead source. You really want to understand who is it that I'm going to be going to see. And when I think about that, prior to getting into the insurance business, I actually had a boutique. And I actually had to wait on folks to come in and visit me. And so a lot of times there would be days where I maybe saw one person. There would be days when maybe I saw 5 people, but I was solely reliant on those people to come in and visit me. And, you know, I did that business for about 3 years. And that's frankly what forced me into the insurance business, because we weren't making enough money, right? We weren't making enough money. And so when I think about more leads equal less stress, leads are so important, especially when you're going into a full commission sales position. So really think about, what is it? What type of lead am I getting? You have enough people to see. Am I going to have enough people to see? So number two, better chance to earn big. Better chance to earn big. And I love this because there's so much opportunity within the insurance business to make an excellent living, to really go past anything that you could ever imagine. But something that I want you all to ask is, when you're looking to get into sales, do they have a proven track record? Is there opportunity to grow within that industry? Are you capped at a certain amount? Can you only cap out at $100,000, or can you, are you capped at only hiring 5 people, right? Those are great questions to ask, especially when you're going into full commission sales, because that is a big thing. We actually hear within our agency, our agents are receiving 25 to 30 brand new leads each week. So they're having 25 to 30 opportunities each week to go and visit those families. And that really equals a great reward as far as that. So think about that. Your chance to earn so much more money versus a salary position, right? And again, this full commission sales is not for everybody. It's truly not. It really takes a burning desire within to go after something. And that's something that really speaks to me, because I knew that I was meant for more. I knew that, hey, I work really hard and I want more. I had a burning desire to really explore this business. I never knew that it would frankly lead to me, sharing with folks on a podcast, and never knew that it would lead to David and I actually growing an agency of over 100 folks that we lead. So I want to encourage you on better earn your better chance to earn big, to really think about, really just allow your mind to go there. Just allow your mind to dream, because that is what this is about. That is truly what this is about. So number three in a full commission sales world, all right, stay ahead of the market changes. Woo, that is a big one. That is truly big. And actually during the pandemic, that truly taught me how grateful I was that we were in the insurance business, because there was a mentor one time that said something to me. This was probably about 10 years ago. And he said that there were two things in life that were guaranteed. One, taxes, and number two, death. And, you know, when I think about the industry that we're in, and we are in final expense, and we serve seniors by helping ensure that they're protected at the time of their passing, that was a big thing that the pandemic taught me, is that we are in a forever business, that folks are always going to be inevitably passing away, right? They're going to be dying. And something that the pandemic also taught me was that we were able to grow our agency within that year's time. When things kind of shut down, we were able to double within a year as far as our production, and also as far as our leaders that were in the business. We were able to double in growth. And I really think a lot of that came from being ahead of the market, right? Seeing how things were changing, because people were either getting laid off, or they were also, you know, getting fired because they couldn't afford to have them there anymore. Something else that really allowed us to expand was actually our carriers, our insurance carriers allowed, because at the time, this sounds very old school, but we were actually still writing on paper apps at that time, even though that was just 4 years ago. But within a month's time, they actually wrote out e-applications to where you could fill it out online. And that made things a lot smoother. So, you know, really, really staying ahead of the market. So when you're looking at a full commission sales, it doesn't necessarily have to be an insurance. However, really look at, you know, are they ahead of the market? Do they have the technology to really allow them to scale the business? Because that was one of also the things that we took an opportunity out of, was our digital leads. We really looked at opportunities on how we could get those digital leads and still get into the homes that we are best to serve, right? Because that is extremely important. So number three, that was stay ahead of the market changes. Number four is create consistency in an unpredictable job. And I can't tell you how many times, especially I interview a lot of folks, and full commission sales, especially if you Google it, it can be really scary. It can be extremely scary, because you've got to get through like the first 10 negative reviews before you actually get down to the meat and tater of things. But create consistency. So you want to understand, hey, if I'm going to jump into a full commission sales opportunity, you know, what is the consistency? Again, is there proven numbers? Because a lot of folks have misconceptions of that. And really, to break it down for you all, it's really based on how much are you able to go after what it is that you have inside of you, right? How can you lean into a system? So I know here within our agency, we really talk about our metrics. For instance, the 25 leads that you get each and every week, 25 brand new leads, your goal is to sit down with 12 of those folks, right? 12 sits is what we call them. So that's simply just sitting down, having a presentation, identifying the need, and seeing if we, based on their need, help them with this problem that they may or may not know that they have. So from that, based on our numbers, that typically produces anywhere from 5 to 7 applications, 5 to 7. So from those 25 leads, you have 12 sits. That breaks down to 5 to 7 applications in final expense. And, you know, as far as our annual premium, as far as weekly, that's roughly about $3,800 to $4,200 in annualized premium that our agents are able to produce off of those 5 to 7 applications a week. And so what that says to the folks that are listening on this call is that our people are they're making money. They are making money in a very unpredictable world, but we are very systematic about our approach. We have an 8-step sales process that we have a boots on the ground where we actually train you and you actually see each transition and how we're able to build those relationships with those individuals. And, you know, I just want to shout out to Glenn Crabtree because he's the president of Orca Life. We actually had him on one of our episodes earlier. And so he had over 25 years of experience, and because of his knowledge, and he surrounded himself with a team that has, you know, okay, we need to take this part of the sit out and we need to add this in. And we've continued to evolve this sit and continue to evolve this process. So I want to encourage you, when you're looking at a full commission sales position, really look at the consistency. Can you talk to someone? Are their numbers proven, right? Because that is very important. Oftentimes when I'm interviewing, I might be interviewing the husband and then he goes back and tells the wife and she's got so many more questions about what this business looks like. Because something that I've learned is us as sales folks, we don't really, sometimes the details, we see the money or we see the leadership and then we're off to the races. So, you know, really understanding, hey, looking at their track record, is there people that I can talk to that have made these deposits? Is there agency leaders that I can talk to that I can see where they started year one and I can look to their growth year 5? So I really want to encourage you to do that. So number 5, grow your skills and grow your income. And that is truly one of the most important things that I love about this business. Because growing your skills is so important, especially in the people business. And we are most definitely in the people business. We interact with, like I said, anywhere from 25 to 30 different folks, and they are all from different walks of life. So it's so important because it teaches you how to interact with so many different types of people. Actually, Chris Deary, one of my mentors, he has studied the DISC language for probably over 40 years at this point. And he truly helped me understand how to communicate more effectively with the folks that I'm sitting across from. And if anything, that this business or sales in general, it'll show you how to identify with the individual that you're sitting across from, how to read them, how to be almost a chameleon with them, because people enjoy speaking to people that they are similar to. That is just a given fact. So grow your skills. So your income, something that I just want to share is over our last year, we actually reviewed numbers, okay, as far as income, because there's so much income potential within our agency, within our industry. Our top 18 individuals last year deposited over $250,000. And that is so exciting because I think about so many people that work their entire life that never get that opportunity. And maybe they went to school, maybe they went to get their master's, but maybe they were never presented an opportunity like that. Now, those folks that deposited that, those top 18 from last year, they worked extremely hard. They worked very hard. But what I want to encourage you all is there is ample opportunity, whether that, hey, I want to go out and write this business myself, or maybe I want to grow an agency because that's something that I enjoy leading others. Or maybe you want that mailbox money is what we call it, that passive income that this also provides you. And that is what this business can provide. So really dig in and make sure when you're looking at a full commission sales opportunity, do you have enough people to serve, right? Is there ample opportunity as far as for income, right? Or, you know, look at the culture of the organization, because there's actually someone that I was interviewing, and I love what she said. That she said, if you don't have the right culture, they'll eat you for lunch. And isn't that true? If you don't have the right culture, they will eat you for lunch. And so that is something that really stuck out with me. And I just want to encourage you all to just ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask questions, because you're going to really get to the bottom of it. And you're going to see, okay, am I a good fit here, or maybe this wouldn't be a good fit for me. So I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in today. Again, really think about the risk versus the reward. And I want to encourage you, the reward is so much greater than you can ever imagine. It's not for everybody. I can attest to that. It's not for everybody. But if one more thing, if you've got something burning inside of you that is saying, hey, I want to get in sales. So many people have shared with me that I'd be great at it, but I'm scared, I'm nervous. Reach out. Don't hesitate to reach out. You can reach out to me. Reach out through email, lindseycurry@orca.life. And reach out, ask questions, because that's what this is here for, this platform. So again, thank you all for tuning in today, and we'll see you next time.
David and Lindsey Curry are focused on high-performance coaching in sales and service. Reach out today at 502-314-2789 or visit hype.financial. That's hype.financial to learn more. Thanks for listening to the Hype Leadership Podcast.